The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service awarded a grant to, I guess, the university, the Department of Biology specifically, to study the effects of lead exposure on songbirds breeding within Southeast Missouri Lead Mining District.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may think, well, that's an interesting topic, and it is, but there's broader implications on this type of thing, specifically with educating our students on research. You might want to speak to that.
Yes, I think it's important. Somebody might read that title and say, well, yes, but I really don't know much about that, and it doesn't really make too much sense if you're not in the field of biology. But what I think is important is to recognize that these kinds of projects, these kinds of activities are extremely critical and valuable for our students. The fact that a student is able to be exposed to these kinds of projects gives that student the opportunity to become more of a team player. He or she becomes able to participate in teams that are doing exploration or research in the same or other fields. So we need to make sure that our students are develop the skills that allow them to be team players, that allow them to participate, that allow them to understand how research is being done. And research, I don't mean here necessarily very esoteric research. I'm talking about applied research, research that is meaningful, that has to be done in just about every field of knowledge now. You need to do some homework before you start going in one direction, and that essentially means doing some research and figuring out whether that's the right path or not. And we need to have our students be engaged in projects like that when they're undergraduates, and of course also as a graduate student. But undergraduates need to be exposed to these opportunities so that they start developing maturity in terms of how to approach these projects. And research doesn't have to be only in the sciences. I mean, you can talk about somebody, for example, in English, you know, doing study and understanding how Eliot writes. And why is that important? Because it gives that student the ability to be a critical thinker. These are the kinds of projects that are very meaningful for any undergraduate student. And those are the ones we're going to promote at the university. So we're going to be developing, I think I might have mentioned it before here, but we're going to be developing a full-fledged initiative on undergraduate research. Okay. Actually, it's going to also incorporate graduate research. So it's going to be student research to give the students who are interested in doing this an opportunity to be engaged in projects with the faculty outside of the classroom, in projects that very often teach very meaningful examples of application of what they learn in the classroom. So I think that's a very important part. You know, how do you become a problem solver? These kinds of research projects we're talking about here are what allow the students to become problem solvers. And problem solvers are the people that the business and industry out there are looking for. They don't want somebody who just says, I took all these courses, and is unable to integrate that and use it to solve a problem. And that's what we need to do. So I go around the campus talking to students and faculty and staff and everybody, saying this is what we need to do. We need to help our students become problem solvers. The moment you do that, our students' value goes up tremendously, and they become extremely competitive. And that's what I want to do, make sure that our students are seen as the kind of students that are really relevant for any business or any industry.